Good morning and a very warm welcome to Oakhall Church's Daily Devotions. Here going through the Proverbs to see what we can learn from God's Word in these little devotions in the morning. We hope that these times have been encouraging and uplifting and challenging also. Today we're going to be reading two verses each from chapters 23 and 24, and James is going to do that just now.
It says this: "Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Do not fret because of evildoers, or be envious of the wicked. For the evildoer has no future hope, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out."
What is the antidote to envy? Envy stems from two preoccupations. First, we are obsessed with what we deserve. Our hearts refuse to remember grace and instead think only of what we have earned. Second, we are preoccupied with the present. The solution is to look up to the Lord and look ahead in hope. That is, we should realise that our true reward is based on God's grace. Also, we should remember that in the end, believers will not lack anything. We read in Psalm 17, verse 15. Christians have a way of looking up that Proverbs could not provide. Jesus did not complain about experiencing death when he deserved life, also that we could have life when we deserved death. Jesus was the most unenvious human being who ever lived. When you realise what he did for you, it will begin to erode your envy. If he didn't complain when he received a life infinitely worse than he deserved, why should we complain when all of us get a life infinitely better than what we deserve? Can you see how much less you enjoy life because you think so much about what you deserve? How can you use the gospel, the example of Jesus, to help you stop that? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you did not deserve the death you got, but you did not begrudge it. And I do not deserve the salvation I got through your suffering, but you do not begrudge that either. I praise you for your generous spirit and ask that you reproduce it in me. Amen.
Amen. Well, that's thought-provoking for this morning, isn't it? About how much we have that we don't deserve and how much we think we deserve, where we already have so much. Let us mull over these thoughts as we go into today, and may that shape us and change us and mould us to be more like Jesus as we go through our lives. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you again tomorrow.